for Africans, we still have and believe for the best in 2016. Looking at the political table for the year 2015, some African countries were at rapid with presidential elections in particular, with some countries, incumbent presidents maintaining the presidential seat, others were overthrown by power. Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Burundi, Burkina Faso, just to name a few, are some of these countries that witnessed elections. Burundi and Burkina Faso were very particular with upheaval as a result of the coup we had. So many political arrests, trials, and persecutions occurred in some of these African countries in the fight for justice and to promote good action. Will the political scene of Africa be better in 2016? That is what we shall find out. Therefore, disasters, both natural and man-made, had its toll not only on Africa, but in the world. The worst life any man can live is the life of fear. That was what befell the world with 2015. Looking at natural disasters, we had issues of tornadoes, floods in the USA, Tanzania, and the stampede in Nepal that killed hundreds of people and many other uncounted disasters. Mentioning man-made disasters, the first that is obviously wrong in everyone's mouth is the Boko Haram threat that has not only remained in Nigeria where it started, but has extended to Central African states, killing millions of people without mercy. We also have the Islamic group ISIS with their most pronounced attack in Paris. Compared to other years, 2015 can be said to be the year of fear and sad moments, with the number of deaths registered. Not only now the number of plane crashes that have occurred, killing hundreds, is just confirmed to be terrible year. Even with all the efforts made to maintain peace and stability, we cannot still fulfill 2016. Afghanistan was also another striking issue in the world this year. Like never before in other years, Africans in particular migrated illegally to Europe for greener pastures. It was either a do or die affair, as the level of dissemination by these migrants was so high and they were so prepared to escape their host country. Many died in the Mediterranean Sea, and those who succeeded were even more encouraged to behold their colonial masters in the storm sea. Most European leaders had to loosen up their tight policies and make way for their unwanted guests. Though it required a lot of bravery and risk to do so, how much longer would these leaders pull up? We should definitely find out by 2016. Honor is given to whom honor is due, and that is why we must give pride of place to Kenya, a country of origin of the first president in the world, Barack Obama, who not too long visited that nation historically. Kenya was also blessed to be the first African country to receive his Holy Pope Francis, his first ever visit to Africa since he became country. And now in the minds of many and especially politicians, the question will be, why Kenya only? Is it that Kenya has more potential than other African countries? These are questions to be answered in the future. But if it is because Kenya is good, then countries should thrive. And that's why we hope to see what happens in 2016. Not every analysis made for 2015, though we had a lot to feel bad about, especially with the disasters, we can only hope and pray for a more fulfilling, peaceful, and successful 2016.
We said international leader by the name Sandra Kumitan to really help to keep the world in 2016 in just one paper. And yes, name Sandra Kumitan, Boko Haram remains as scared throughout 2015. well as the year runs out, what is for sure is that the very activity of the insurgents are on a decline, but not necessarily on its way out. It has modified tactics and tentacles, but they still have the ways and means to continue with their foreign attacks. And in the hope that the support of the European Union and American allies may keep a visa in 2016, Christopher Fogel needs to believe that Boko Haram means the Islamic State ISIS must also be closely monitored and dismantled in this situation.
2016 will probably go down in history as a year in which terrorism and terrorist activities have been so widespread none of the world's continents indifferent. Syria is today's global terrorist melting pot, and the years of the propagation of terrorism, and this has been a problem that Syria is ongoing in war, and not to be the Americans, the French, the British, and the Russians are now trying to outdo each other in four ways, aiming at bombing countries out of a system in the city before they bring the terrorism to their doorstep. Why the perplexing concern of global warming will bear distress by 195 of the world's central states in recent years, right? Will more money not talk about most of the countries from the developing with terrorism and insecurity, especially from people infiltrating from communities and countries, especially Syria. Nigeria, Cameroon, China, Niger, and Mali are African countries that have also borne the brunt of terrorist attacks by gangs affiliated with ISIS. When Boko Haram first engaged in terrorist activities in northern Nigeria, it was not given the attention it deserved by the Nigerian government. It was considered to be just another one of the white-clad local gangs of extremists that indulged in sporadic violent attacks on Christians and churches and moderate Muslims praying in their mosques. But as Boko Haram atrocities became more widespread, deadly, and indiscriminate, and as the international community expressed its growing concern in Iran about Goodluck Jonathan's apparent complacence and indifference to the situation, he was shouted to take some evil but ineffective action. Meanwhile, Boko Haram continued to acquire more sophisticated and lethal weapons and has expanded and reinforced its troops. It still has at its disposal the means to embark on more ambitious Arabic cross-border raids into Cameroon and subsequently into Chad, Niger, and northern Mali to ruin, destroy, and plunder entire villages and to kidnap foreign workers and missionaries from China and Europe to be used as bargaining chips for substantial ransom payments. Who alone deployed diplomatic as well as business tactics to secure its kidnapped victims and to crush hundreds of Boko Haram terrorists? What did Jonathan for his part? Thank you for failing to subdue the Boko Haram insurgency when it stumbled in. Even though this is internationally commended, I do not want the real African state of state to conduct a free, fair, and democratic election and to bar our voices. That means of Mr. Buhari is a position contender, but I nevertheless be remembered as a last corrupt top president. How soon to tackle effectively the world's endemic corruption problem and to pass through our dream presidential to the population of Nigerians of all the states of the corporation. As for the Corona has so far been more forthright and committed to do battle with corruption and Boko Haram, but most importantly, for Buhari, as from taking a proper measure. To combat the joint effort of the fighting forces of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Benin, and to capitalize on the collaboration from European, American, and Russian allies. Across Boko Haram has been particularly weakened and has been reduced to engaging in isolated and sporadic suicide attacks by innocent and worst victims who blow themselves up alongside with innocent victims dying on their normal everyday activities in the United States. Even though Boko Haram atrocities do not seem to be on the decline, Cameroon, Nigeria, Benin, and all the other neighboring countries would bear in mind that the impact report of the Institute of Economics and Peace classifies Boko Haram as the current world network terrorist. According to that report, Boko Haram killed 6,644 people. 2014 as compared to the 6,073 killed by ISIS in Islamic State terrorism in the same period. Boko Haram has killed about 20,000 people in Nigeria since it began its activities in 2009. Boko Haram recently declared itself the Islamic State's West African government. In other words, Boko Haram is ISIS in West Africa. It is therefore not foolhardy to think that Boko Haram is on its way out.
Just hope that the tragic suicide bombings orchestrated by Boko Haram are the last kick of the dying fox. Thank you. Extra on Bamita Radio FM 100 are broadcasting from Bamita, Cameroon. For presentation, I am Mokun Donin Delphi. One major news stream that animated press in Cameroon throughout 2016 was the Anglophone problem, that of Anglophone marginalization. Other groups from the Anglophone Lawyers Common Law Association to Teachers Trade Union to the Commonwealth Union of Journalists always voicing the idea of Anglophone always playing second figure in the country they usually belong to. In the great light of Lands of the Land, with hindsight, I now take our memory with all what some of these celebrities represent.
Conflict, but a natural act and moral interaction about all living creatures. In reality, there is something fundamentally wrong in any relationship where both parties always agree. When our own presence is not seen a burden of conflict, there is a reason for it. Dialogue is needed to be ready, but that of it is sanctified by normal human self. And this is exactly what I was saying throughout the year 2016 at the time for dialogue. What outcome will we face the problem that comes with a marginalization in a country that constitutes certain values and privileges after a single form? For the contrary, this is the case, as number four continues to say the second theory that others find themselves. If we respond to this tendency by the current regime to completely eradicate all underpin values, about 2015 was it that voice of people to cry and understand marginalization. Morale began with understand layers, pulling a piece to protect number four and common law values, making the number of more than one in 2015, and called on the class of being the nation to federal democratic government. Nothing under the umbrella of all common law layers consent, the layers that govern population in order to work through the common law justice system, which is being achieved. Our family insisted that some form should not be appointed to get personally southwest in northwest region, adding that the Supreme Court should be taken to accept the bicultural network community, saying no to the appointment of nurses to the northwestern southwest. Besides, we find the fact that the common law system is being threatened with a treaty by the provincial city, the mayor also resolved that the English threat with an approach system should not be compatible, so in the same season, it is having the right to education in English and kindergarten university. Now, that was considered a solidarity
key programs to bring to the front of the people in the system, and the fact that the job will have to go into the government,
I'm going to
one example here, and many of them. But what we want to see about digital education is that why we have two subsystems for education in general, we have one subsystem for education in the country. And the topic of this is not just to watch, it's an industry. But we believe that if at the time digital education in the country was being developed, then you would have had a very, very rich technical education choice. Unfortunately, that was not done. The one reason or the other, maybe it came because of the intention to not be able to run your course.
Now, that's the problem with this. That is, because of the problem with the success to do, that what you are saying is not correct. Then, what is the fault of any such problem or who other can do?
Well, yeah, we are going to be not but we are looking forward to the forum. We think that we also go there in the constitutional experts. We are going to know that what we are doing constitutionally for us.
You know what I'm asking you? I remember the sacrifice from that took place in one month of the past. And this sort of lost the life of that my children walked out. Because they realized that there was no intellectual punishment involved in the discussion. What do you think is different this time?
I can't pick up the advocate for the minister. I can't see him correctly or not being correctly. We are people who are led by leaders. To believe that any of us should come, we definitely will go around and around now. But I don't think we are turning around and succeed at the next thing at the end. And in 20 minutes, we are in your mind. So my fear is that this one, because there are many problems of youth, we are not possible to do that is happening, and it's still assuming that their children benefit from this system. So, what is it going to do with this training? I think that people know that we are articulating we're advocating that the legal system is not system to be put in place so that our economy and benefit. And everybody in this panel is not going to be specifically fully understanding.
Daniel Valentine, President of the Teachers Association of Cameroon, can we hope for a breakthrough in 2016?
We will not relate any effort to provide you as a listener just as so. We wish you a happy Christmas and remember to speak with your brother because one life is your sister. I am your local information as the my brother.
Thank you.